Wow, so we're now in the month of May, and Anushka, it's been a while since we last caught up or did a recording together. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. School's almost over, so.
Is it finals week right now?
Yeah, it's finals week next week, so it's kind of ramping up, but after that, it'll be very relaxed, so.
Okay.
And yeah, that's pretty much it.
How was your semester's experience?
My semester was actually really good. I started in a research lab and I was able to conduct some of my own research, write an abstract and submit it to a symposium. And I learned so much from doing that. The process was very intriguing. I learned a lot doing that. And also it helped me narrow down my interests in terms of what kind of research I want to be doing in the future as well. So yeah, it looks like I kind of want to look at PTSD and sexual assault research. I'm excited to continue forward with that. If my abstract gets approved to be selected for the symposium, then I'll make a poster presentation and hopefully I'll even get to
Ooh,
go.
that sounds fun. Where's this presentation gonna be at?
It's called the ABCT Symposium.
No way. Wow.
It was kind of like a rush process because I only had a month to start the research and completely finish it.
Yeah.
How are you? What have you been working on?
One of the cool things that we've been working on is trying to get the continuing education courses started. In fact, we just finalized the date for Dr. Monica Williams to do a presentation on culturally informed clinical research. I hope you can attend. It is free for students, so that's wonderful. And for faculty members and professionals who want to get CE credit, it's going to be $30. The CE is 1.5 hours on a Thursday, May 30th. I encourage people to attend. We're working on planning for those CEs. My colleague, Dr. Mulane, and I, we also have another continuing education, and this one is related to mindfulness-based treatments, particularly in the case of a trauma-informed lens for medical populations. And we're presenting that in June, so we're trying to get that launching. So really a lot of plans in terms of getting CE courses up. Wrapping up the Arab American Heritage Series. It's been great in speaking to a lot of the Arab American psychologists. So yeah, so we're in the month of May, and I can't wait to showcase for our listeners what we have for the AAPI series.
Yeah, there's a lot of really incredible AAPI psychologists. And so for those who want to learn more about the history of Asian American and Pacific Islander Month, we actually recommend folks to listen to the Asian American History 101 podcast, and we have links for that on our show notes.
Yeah, I can definitely vouch for that podcast. And the hosts do such an incredible job shining AAPI history and culture and making it fun and accessible to listeners. So, for our podcast dedicated to people of color and psychology, Anushka, what would you like to share regarding AAPI folks and psychology?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of really incredible AAPI psychologists that I just wanted to kind of acknowledge. They've had a profound impact on the field of psychology. For example, in 1972, Stanley Su and his brother, Darryl Wing Su, actually co-founded the Asian American Psychological Association because they recognized a critical need for cultural sensitivity in the mental health field. And I also want to recognize Dr. Reiko Hamatrue, who dedicated her career to expanding inclusive mental health programs. And she even actually served as the president of the AAPA from 1997 to 1999, and even became the first female director of the Mental Health, Substance Abuse, and Forensic Services at the San Francisco Department of Public Health. And last but certainly not least, I wanted to recognize Dr. Sudhir Kakkar. He has a lot of widespread acclaim for his efforts to integrate Eastern and Western psychological perspectives, and he's actually earned numerous awards for his contributions. These individuals have all had a huge impact on the field of psychology, and I thought it was important to shout them out.
Yeah. I also want to highlight that we will have an AAPI president for the American Psychological Association in 2025. It's actually been a long time since we've had an Asian president in APA. Okay, so with that, I hope everyone takes care of yourselves and each other, and thank you for your support. And I hope that you all enjoyed this month's AAPI Heritage Series. Remember to sign up for our continuing education courses on our website and share this podcast with your friends and colleagues.
I hope everyone enjoyed what I had to share about some of the important AAPI psychologists. I'm Anushka Prague, and I'm signing off.
And this is your host, Jack Zen.